thank you for being our Father, for being our God, and for giving us your Son, Jesus. Through him, we can have the hope of eternal life. Lord, I just pray that your blessing would be upon this morning. Lord, be with Frank as he speaks. In your name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Sure. Well, good morning, everyone. You know, when you talk to students, you wonder if they'll remember anything, and will they remember something, and hopefully so. The reason I asked for this whiteboard up here this morning, because I want to draw a bunch of things on the board, and I thought that way, no matter where you're sitting, you can see the whiteboard. So the notes are about communication today, and I'll try to make sure I stop early today since I ran past the clock the last time, so I'll try to compensate by doing that. I think the theme is connection, and certainly we need communication for connection. So if you go to the back of the page on page 2, we're going to look at two models of communication. One's a linear model and one is a PAC model. I want to spend most time on the PAC model. The communication linear model begins with thinking that you have an idea, you code that idea into a word in a particular language, and then you express that and it goes out across the airwaves, it lands on somebody's ear, and it goes into their brain, and then they code it into a word, and then you hope that the idea that you coded into the word and the idea that they decoded from the word is the same idea. Okay, so the idea is to make idea produce idea. So communication is a transfer of information and energy, and we really should say a little bit more initially about I'm already trying to hurry a little too much here. God has communicated to us. He's communicated to us different ways. Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament shows his handiwork. And so God has communicated to us in many ways, including just nature, which anybody can see. You don't have to be a Mennonite or you know, a godly man to see that. Anybody can see that sort of thing. So God also used his voice in speaking to Adam and Eve. He also used written words in having the prophets record things and the scripture. And so we have a lot of communication from God. So back to our notes again. They tell us that words are 7%, tone of voice is 38%, and body language is 55%. So is that all correct? Well, we don't really know. Somebody put the numbers together. So we want to experience those things carefully, because when we communicate, we're saying a lot. Okay. So we communicate with ourselves, with others, and with God. When we're communicating with other people, we want to listen. That's the first thing you want to do. You ever talk to somebody and they're not there, right? They're gazing all over the place and they're not focusing. But if you talk to somebody and they listen, that sends a powerful message. So we want to listen to other people. Take the other person seriously. Be sensitive. Don't just be thinking about how you're going to respond, because most of the time that's what we're doing, right? We're preparing our argument for against what they just said. But if we can take time to listen, it can go a long, long way. Okay, try to hear before you want to be heard. Try to prevent people from feeling harmed or threatened by producing an unthreatening environment. So I don't know if you feel like this is an unthreatening environment this morning or not. I'm standing up here pretty high. I'm usually on the floor, but hopefully you understand I want to use this whiteboard. So you don't want to have a threatening environment. If you do, people will not hear. Reflective and directive. When we're reflective, what we do is we repeat what the other person has said. Oh, so what I hear you saying is, this is what this person did, or this is what this person said. And then they know what you heard. Now they can reprocess that and restate it. Okay? They might say, well, that's not exactly what I meant. Okay? So then we want to be directive, where we give wise and appropriate counsel. Send I messages when you're angry or negative. I feel hurt when you misbehave. I was disappointed when you threw your trash on my lawn. You know, we put the focus on yourself when you're trying to present something negative. Do not say, you make me so mad. That puts the focus on the other person, okay? And then they immediately get defensive. You always do that. Send you messages when you're happy. Like, you did a great job on your speech. Like, you are great neighbors. So we have ways of communicating that can be very helpful. Over-communicate. Repeat what you said. Say things twice just to be sure, you know, the other person heard what you said. All right, so let's take a look at the front page, communication, the PAC model. Any person has three modes from which to act or speak. They're sometimes called parent, adult, and child. The speaking can be directed to the corresponding modes in the hearer, or they can cross over to other modes. One can speak parent to child to parent, adult to adult, parent to child. And so what we want to take a look here is that every person can speak as a parent, as an adult, or as a child, okay? And then let's look at each of these so we kind of know what we're talking about. A parent, the positive side of the parent is that there's a lot of zeal, instruction, directions, warnings, blessings, healing, care. If you are a parent, you know about this because that's how you communicate with your children. The negative part of the parent can be control, giving orders, fear, insecurity, dominance, and all those other negative things there. So as a parent, we can speak from that perspective. We want to be careful how we speak because we can come across as controlling, where what we really want to do is come across as being useful. Let's look at the child next. The positive side of the child is the child's playful, carefree, de-stress, fun, don't hold a grudge, creative, uninhibited. The negative part of the child is that it can be self-indulgent, not responsible. So in other words, acting like a child, pouty, not sensitive, wanting to be cared for, needing compliments. And so the child and the parent have a positive and a negative side. We want to make sure we're choosing the positive side, not the negative side, when we can do that. The adult is always positive. Adult is always positive. So as we talk to someone, we're talking as adults, you know, if you're part of a business, you're part of a farm, you're part of a family, as much as you can talk adult to adult. And when you do that, you're communicating very well, typically. So let me put the other person up here, which looks exactly the same, okay, the parent and the adult and the child. And people at almost any age can do this. Like, I see my son Mark is here today. They have a little boy who's just a little boy, and sometimes when I hear the children playing, I hear him talking as a parent. Okay, why don't you do it over here? You could show me how to do this if you put the tractor over here, right, when they're playing on the floor in the living room. That's sort of a parent, but it's also kind of adult. But sometimes even children at that age will not be happy with what the other child's doing and say, you know, I wish you'd stop doing that. I wish you'd stay over on your side of the bench, okay? You know, that's the parent talking, okay? And it's sort of the negative side of the parent. The child is positive and playful, but sometimes the child gets pouty and the child doesn't want to do what they're supposed to do. And it's so easy for us to communicate that way. So some of these ways of communicating, you can communicate like parent to child, can be really unhealthy. It keeps the child process intact. I know this gets a little using language we don't use every day, so hopefully we can understand this. But parent to child, it can be the care of a sick spouse or a hurting friend or warning of danger. If you're a parent and you're speaking from the parent, or even if you're the child and you're speaking from the parent and you see somebody about to step in front of a vehicle or about to have something fall on their head and you say, stay back, stay back. That's the parent, okay? That's a very useful way of the parent communicating. Adult to child can be healthy and safe, can be care for a discouraged friend. You might have a friend who's got a lot of struggles and you're communicating care to them, and so you speak as an adult, but you speak to them as somebody you're not expecting a lot of response. You're expecting to be an adult and they're to be a child. Parent to adult, we can sometimes have, say, a doctor to a patient, and the doctor saying, you know, you need to change some of your ways or you're going to have some more health problems, that sort of thing. Or a teacher to a student, like what Tony told you today, something I said in class a long time ago. And that was sort of a parent to adult, okay? And he apparently took it and told you about it today. So this has long, far-reaching effects. We can help to correct behavior or stop bad habits. So I'll just read some more of these things, then I'll give some examples on the board. Sometimes one friend wants a parent-to-child relationship when the other wants an adult-to-adult relationship. So if in dating or in marriage or sometimes in business, you get somebody in there who wants a parent-to-child relationship with you, and they're constantly telling you what to do and what not to do, and you're constantly trying to talk to them adult-to-adult. Okay? So this can be a struggle. And when we do this, when somebody, what color should I use here? When somebody is talking to you and they're talking to you parent to child, that can get really uncomfortable, okay? And then when they do that, then what do you do? Do you talk to them child to parent? Well, if you're going to treat me like a child, I'm going to act like a child, okay? Or you can say, well, I'm not a child, I'm an adult, and I will talk to you like an adult. And if that person continues talking to you like parent to child, and you continue talking to them adult to adult, what you're trying to do is say, look, I don't think I'm a child, and I don't think you're my parent. I think I'm an adult, and I'm going to treat you like an adult. Okay? Just starting to flesh out, make a little bit of sense, hopefully. Hopefully I won't fall off of that step there. Okay. Child and parent experiences impact the adult experience. So the more we think in terms of parent and child, the less we think in terms of adult. Okay? People can stay in parent or child all their lives. All their lives, this person's 60 years old, 90 years old, they're still acting like a parent. They're telling everybody what to do. Or they're still acting like a child. And they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. And they're going to do whatever they want. They don't take advice from anybody. Listen for modes and fluctuations between these modes in conversations. So I remember one student who came back to school after we studied this, and the parents, he said to one of his parents, oh, Dad, you're speaking to Mom adult to adult. Okay, so he was starting to flesh this out, and the parents were wondering what I'm teaching him at school. Teaching parenting should be a combination of parent and adult. Parent and child can be places to hide, okay? If you always want to be a controlling parent, you can hide there all the rest of your life. You're going to be a controlling parent. You're going to tell everybody what to do. You're going to tell them how to do it, when, why. All your life you can do that. Child can be a place to hide. You don't want to grow up. Let's just act like a child for the rest of our lives and let other people figure out how to take care of us. Parents can talk to their 2-year-old children, adult to adult, and their 20-year-old children, parent to child. This always frustrates me. You know, when they ask their child, do you want to wear your blue socks or your green socks? Well, a 2-year-old isn't supposed to decide that, okay? Or do you want peas or do you want carrots? It frustrates the life out of me when I hear parents talk to their children that way. And when their children are this big, then when their children are looking them in the eye, they're starting to talk to them parent to child. I don't think it's supposed to. It doesn't usually work that well. So let's try not to do that. That's the reverse of a healthy conversation. So how did Jesus talk? Most of the time, I think when you read the Bible, you see him talking adult to adult. But when you get to like John 3, where he's talking to Nicodemus, and he says, you know, you're a master of Israel, and you're supposed to know these things. That's pretty much parent to child. When he talks to the scribes and Pharisees, it's pretty much parent to child. He knows, and they're on the wrong track, and he's not mincing any words, making sure they understand that. So when confronting hypocrites and religious leaders and struggling people, he many times talked parent to child. So if somebody speaks to you, parent to child, this can happen on the job, this can happen in your home, this can happen almost anytime. If you always respond adult to adult, which is what I put on the board here, then hopefully we can develop an adult to adult relationship. And you can read that whenever you want to read that. Sometimes we call this transactional analysis. Now, if you're married or even if you're not, you know how men and women relate. And women tend not so quickly to go to the positive side of child, okay? Men tend to go there very quickly. Like, I think we do that because if things are getting a little tense in the house, we can tell a joke, right? or we can laugh about something, and then our wives roll their eyes at us and wonder, what, you know, where if this husband's ever going to grow up. But we use that. Men can use that as a way of defusing the problem. Okay? Why don't we be a little more light about things instead of thinking this is the end of the world? Okay? So these things can be very useful as we go. So I think before I put more things on the board, I'll just ask if you have comments or questions. I know I went over it pretty quickly, but that was my goal today, to give you more time in your small groups to talk about whatever you talk about. Any questions or comments? Yes, Dwayne. Yeah, that's a good thought. Although that would sort of be the negative side of the child. If you go to the positive side of the child, you can use that to lighten up the situation or to have a little fun in the midst of it. Okay. Now there aren't any ladies here, I don't think, but you can upset the ladies pretty quickly when you do that, because they can't figure out, you know, do I even know this man or don't I? You know. But we go there quickly, do we? Any of you? Go there kind of quickly, and we're trying to this isn't as serious that, you know, this, because you burned the potatoes, that's not the end of the world, you know, maybe. We have to be careful we don't make comments that are accusative, and we can do it pretty quickly. So it's just a fun way to look at life, and so that's why I thought we'd take a little bit of time. Sometimes it's nice for education to have a fun side. And this, I think, is a fun side of education, but I think it's also a very useful side that we can use. So as much as possible, we want to talk adult to adult all the time, much as possible. If we can, if there are places where it just doesn't work, well, then it just doesn't work. So if somebody talks to you, you can get parent to parent, which turns into a shouting match, you know, accusing each other. No, it's your fault. No, it's your fault. And when we see this happening, the reason I try to teach this is so that when you see it happening, you say, you know what, this won't work. This is not going to work. So parent to parent, you can also, sometimes men will do the child to child thing. I remember working for a company, and I told my wife this story one time, and sometimes we were working on refrigeration, and some of those units, you know, there's some really hot places you have to be in, some really cold places you have to be, and sometimes the compressors are in really little coopy holes, and there's one place there was a beam right over the compressor, and so I think I was going out to that job, and the guy who had been there before said, make sure you bump your head on that beam when you go through there. Now, what was he saying? That was a child statement, right? He was telling me there's a beam there, be careful. You know, you're going to come back with a bandage on your forehead. I told my wife that story, and she's just like, no, this, you can't live like that. But it was pretty effective, okay? So we're all men, right? But some of us as men, you know, we're raised in a pretty tough environment, and we can't go there, and we don't like when other men do that sort of thing. So we want to be careful that we do a lot of parenting to child when necessary, and when somebody talks to you, parent to child, you have to decide if you're going to talk back to them, child to parent, or if you're going to, you know, how you're going to do that. What other options do I have here? So we don't want to do parent to parent. That's like a shouting match. Child to child is just a way. If you get, like, we had some young people come over and help us bagged leaves this last weekend, and there's a bunch of boys there, right? And you know, teenage boys, the way they're going to talk, and a lot of it was child to child. Okay, they were just having fun, bad doing the work, but having fun talking in a way that just kept the whole scene a little bit lighthearted. And we have a neighbor lady who lost her husband a few months ago, and so I said, well, we could bring these young people back there, and they'd take care of your leaves. And so I walked back with them and told her, I said, they're good young people. They're here to have fun. They're going to work for you, but you're going to see things that, you know, you don't see every day, because they're very wealthy people, and they do everything right, and here's a bunch of these Mennonite people, you know, teenagers, and they're just having a great time. And they brought a pickup truck, and they had bags on the pickup that were falling off, and they were jumping up on top of them. This lady's like scratching her head, you know, high-class people. So I think I've said enough. Comments or questions? Sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you, you know. I didn't mean to upset you. I didn't mean to cause trouble here, you know. But when you're doing that, you're actually talking adult to adult, okay? So the best way to correct faulty conversation is to move to adult and treat them like an adult. So. Yeah.
Man getting ready to go away, and he comes downstairs, and his wife says, well, you're not going to wear that shirt, are you? You can't go from there.
Yeah. No, I think you said it all. So.
We're all to see how your reaction would be.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. See, my brother should be teaching this stuff. So. I'm guilty. Yeah, it's so easy and quick for us to do things like that, right? You know, yeah, and you're trying to make life go a little smoother, and sometimes it just puts one more bump in the road. Okay, other questions or comments?
This years ago, and then I incorporated it into our Preparing for Marriage weekend. So I give all kinds of illustrations. So. But most of them came from you. You hurried through this too fast. This is good stuff.
Yeah, Jason takes my ideas and makes them work. So that's our teamwork. All right, well, I think that in keeping with my promise, I'm going to be turning this over to the people that are in charge. So, thank you. Yes, Dwayne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I guess I often think of prophets, you know, reading through Ezekiel right now, the prophets did often talk parent to child. So if we meet the prophets in our day, but you say that you should talk adult to adult, does that, if you're a prophet or you're listening to a prophet, is that just kind of how it's going to be? Or do they, if you are a prophet, do you have to try to consciously make it adult to adult instead of what we think of as a prophet?
Well, you know, God's put prophets in the system, and prophets typically talk parent to child. Anybody know the name Eric Metaxas? A few people? Okay, he's doing some speaking now. He wrote a couple books, and he's talking about the dangers of this country, and he's talking parent to child, okay? If you want to go check it out, Eric Metaxas, he's comparing this country to what Hitler's Germany was like, and how, he doesn't know this, but in Hitler's Germany, the Mennonites sided with Adolf Hitler. Why? He made the trains run on time. He made the country work. And so, and we were so happy about it. And so actually there were Mennonite guards in some of the death camps. Well, we don't know that for sure. But when we've gone and looked at the names of the guards, there were Mennonite names there, okay? How could that happen? Well, they got patriotic. They wanted to support the country, and Hitler, after World War I, now I'm off on history. So, World War I put Germany under the thumbs, okay? And then the world thought Germany was punished and they're not going to ever rise again. They're never going to start a war again. Well, while the rest of the world was having fun, Hitler was building a war machine, okay? And nobody figured it out. And next thing you know, there's a war, okay? And so prophets need to address things like that, and it's happening today. And, you know, with my life, I think about Mennonite education, and I've given pretty much my life, and my wife has too, to Mennonite education. And I think about, right now, we need teachers in many Mennonite schools. And talking to a trucker today, I think if a company buys a new truck and it's state-of-the-art, there's a line of guys out the door, down the sidewalk, waiting to drive it. But if you have a school, and I've been a school administrator, where are we going to find teachers? There's nobody at the door, you know. So now I want to talk like a prophet and say, please, we need teachers. Okay. Thank you.
For coming and spending the morning with us. I wish he would have slowed down. He had a lot more to say. And I've heard him teach this before. Lots of information, so he was overcompensating.